All righty. Thank you to all my awesome table workers for your volunteering and your time. You can go ahead and take your seats, too. Thank you so much, everyone. That was smooth. Good job, you guys. Woo! All right. Well, good morning, everyone. If you don't know who I am, my name is Allison Hardebeck. I am a member here. And we are just so excited about this morning. We're excited to share some things with you that we've been working on, and it's really been a process for a really long time, for lots of months. So you guys may have heard a little bit that we have a logo reveal this morning, and we're putting together a church brand. And some of you might be like, what even is that, and why is it important? So I'm hoping to kind of share with you a little bit why that's important, and share with you our heart and our vision for our church body moving forward. So really, what is a brand and why should it matter? A successful brand is when who you say you are as a group of people, which is our culture, and who other people say we are, which is our reputation, coincide. And so you can think you're a lot of things. You can say a lot of things about yourself. But if that isn't actually being represented and duplicated, if other people don't recognize that in your life, then there's a disconnect. So that's why a brand is important. Now, our logo that we're revealing today is not our brand. Track with me here. I'm really hoping to communicate that this is so much bigger than a logo. The logo is not our brand. It is simply an extension of our identity as a church body. So our brand is actually the people of Generational Hope. It's you and it's me. We are the representation of this church body. It is the way that we conduct ourselves, both inside these walls and outside these walls. It's the way that we treat one another, if we're treating each other with honor or without honor. It is the way that we make new people feel when they come in here. It really is. It's about our values. It's about our beliefs. And it is if we are effectively communicating that and showing that. It's in the way that we raise our families. It's in the way that we support and the health of our marriages. It's how well we serve our community and how impactful we actually are when we do that. So let's talk about the fact if the logo itself is not our brand, okay, because you're our brand, you're the representation of Jesus Christ, then why is a logo even important? This is why. A very simple visual can represent, it can be a quick connection and a representation of who you are and what you represent. Think about it. If you see a logo out there, you automatically know what you think about that group of people or that corporation, what they believe in, what they stand for, and the way that you feel when you have an interaction with them. So it's a simple visual that can instantly communicate who we are and what we're about. It is the symbol of our culture and our reputation here. And really, it's really simple. It's, are we representing Christ well? I may or may not have done a good job of that this current week. But here's the thing that I'm learning is that it's not representing Christ perfectly. It's representing Christ well. And when we haven't done so, are we willing to say, hey, I didn't represent Christ well in that situation, and I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to make things right. And whatever I do, I want people's interaction with me to be a reflection of Jesus Christ. And if I haven't done it well, I'm going to own it, and we're going to move on. And that's going to leave an impression with the people that we interact with and relate to. In Colossians 3:7, it says, whatever you do or say, do it as a representation of the Lord Jesus. This is really cool. The early church used symbols to represent themselves. The early church did this. This is not like, everyone's like, well, we're not a company. We don't need a symbol. The early church used to do this. It's etched in the catacombs in Rome. It's found on ancient jewelry and artifacts. This is amazing. When you could actually lose your life for being a Christian. These Christians were so hardcore that if they didn't know if you were a Christian because you could actually lose your life, if they were hanging out with each other and like, I wonder if they're a Christian, they would write on parchment or on the ground, like just like a half a symbol of a fish. And then they would just wait. And if the other person was a Christian, they knew that that meant draw the other half of the symbol. And that was saying, I identify with Jesus Christ. I align myself with him, and I am willing to give my life for him. I am so passionate about who I identify with and who I believe. And that was just a symbol. There's power in that when you know what it represents, when you're passionate about it and you believe in it. So, first of all, our branding team, we've been working on this, like I said, for months. I really want to take a minute and honor our branding team. It was Aaron Doffelmeyer and Pastor Ryan. And myself. And these people have such a heart for excellence. They have a heart to communicate our passion and our vision and our church culture moving forward to represent it well. And I was just so honored to be able to work alongside them and partner alongside people with such servant-hearted, passionate desire for excellence. You guys, it's just so exciting, and I was just so honored to work with them. And they really, we all just wanted to represent our calling and our culture and what we believe God is moving us into well. That was our heart. So the goal and hope for our logo, let's talk about that. We wanted a symbol that was going to be a constant reminder for those of us who call generational hope home. We wanted a symbol that was going to be just a constant reminder. This is our culture. This is what we represent. This is who I'm a part of. In the body of Christ, we are unique as generational hope. Whatever part of the body we are unique. And this symbol, we wanted it to be like, that's who God has called us to be. I'm going to remember that when I see that, when I put this shirt on, whatever it is, when I'm repping our gear, when all those things, when people are seeing our stuff out there, that it is a reminder of who we represent first and foremost, that we are his children, and to live our lives out of that revelation no matter the environment that we're in. It's to remember that, like not just in here. Out there, we remember who we are, we remember who he is, and that we are representing him wherever we're at. We also wanted a positive and recognizable symbol for those who don't call generational hope home. We haven't really had a strong symbol in our community where people can see something and recognize our church body. And that's what we really wanted. We wanted it to be a connection point, that when someone sees you out there wearing a hat and they see that symbol, they're like, I know where you're from. I know who you are. When they see our posts on social media or signs out in the community when we're doing events, it would be a connection. I know what church you're a part of. You're that church with that amazing free kids VBS that we love going to every year. You're that church that sponsors the Easter egg hunt, and you care about our families, and you care about our kids. You're that church that has those awesome life groups going on that I'm hearing so much about that I want to be a part of. I recognize that symbol. I know who you are. I know what you guys are about. So you're that church that supports Backpack Buddies. You place value in making sure that our kids go home with food in their backpacks over the weekend and aren't hungry. And we also wanted a symbol that simplified and clarified our identity, something that represents abounding hope, life found through Jesus, something that confirmed our value in creating community across generations and creating a culture of knowing who God is, knowing who we are, and conducting ministry locally and globally out of that revelation. So I want you guys to know we did not take this process lightly. We were really serious about this, and we didn't just throw something up there. We took a long time to make sure that it was right and the details were right and that we were representing the heart of Christ for our church well. And we were super intentional. Every single detail of our logo has a meaning. From the color to the shape to the overall look of our icon, it has a meaning. So now that that's all prepped, without further delay, here is our video reveal for the new logo of Generational Hope. I came alive. All right, so let's break it down. We really wanted something, first of all, that was going to reflect the Pacific Northwest surroundings, where we're from. So you'll notice, just even from a very practical, there's like this feeling of mountains and trees in our logo, the colors. We all wanted it to represent actually where we're physically from in the Pacific Northwest. We also wanted to... even in the colors have a representation. So color was important for us to use. We wanted to communicate life and hope. We have versions of black and white and gray, but when you add color to something, it automatically brings it to life. And we wanted to communicate life and hope. The deep green represents the mature growth and healthy foundation of our church history. Of all the things that have been planted and fought for and preached and believed in for so long, the light green represents new life coming into our church body. We have a lot of young families. We have a lot of kids. We have a huge value in our children, but also we're believing for new life in the body of Christ. We are believing for new Christians to come in and to be discipled here, and that's what our heart is. And so that's what the lighter green, it just means this new growth. And then we wanted the blue to be a blue that communicated abounding hope, that when you looked at it, you had a hopeful feeling when you saw that blue, that it was like it communicates, we have abounding hope here at this church, at our church body. The shape. So the smaller to larger triangles actually represent the generations connecting one to another with common vision and purpose, yet unique and valuable perspectives. We say we are generational hope, and we wanted something to show a connection between the smaller to the larger generations and the value that we place in that. We also wanted something that communicated connection. Our vision statement says, connecting generations to the hope of Jesus. It's the realization we are priests. You are a priest. I am a priest. We are the ones that are to stand in the gap and be the connection point between the Holy Spirit and those who don't know him yet. We are supposed to be those ones to say, we're going to make sure everyone gets across. If you're in touch with us, if you're in touch with any member of our church, we are going to be a representation of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to be a connection point in your life to get you from the hopelessness, from the feeling of a lack of life to a place of abounding hope and life and belief. It's also going to be, say this after me. I am a connection point.
I am a connection point.
There we go. Yay. It also represents community. So there's many parts of this logo, but it's within a whole. And it's a sense of unity moving together in one direction. So community, common unity, that we are all carriers of God's presence, and we are stronger together. We are stronger together in all areas when we conduct ministry out of relationship. That when you and I build relationship with one another, when we're encouraging each other, when the body of Christ saying, you're not doing this alone, we're in this together, that we are going to be stronger and more effective in the body of Christ, and that community is important. The triangle speaks to our foundation of knowing who God is. One, he is our Father in whom we find our identity. He is our freedom through Jesus Christ the Son, and he is our friend and our counselor through the Holy Spirit. And next, it directionally is pointing upward to communicate a feeling of hope and pointing us to the one in whom we find our hope. And when I look at it, I even got a feeling of almost like an arrow. And I think about the verse in the Bible and the value that we place on our children and where it says that our children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior and they're being shot out. And not just children, but also I think that we are to be a place that shoots people out nationally and globally to affect the kingdom of God through people in this church, through you and through me. God wants to increase our effectiveness and build our faith. So let's talk about the name. If you guys notice right there, we're not legally changing the name of the church. But from a culture and identity perspective, we are going to focus on generational hope and the fact that we are a church. And here's the reason why. There's a practical reason. Our name is really long, people. I have joked with Pastor Justin. I'm like, Justin, I need to take a nap by the time we're done saying our name. It's long, and it's a little bit overwhelming when someone hears the full name of our church for the whole time. And honestly, I think people start to just we just start to say GHCC because it's just so much longer to say the whole thing altogether. So we didn't want to touch generational hope. That is who we are. But let's talk about from a spiritual perspective, because this may be difficult for some of you, but please hear my heart. We really heard from the Lord on this. And this is what the Lord said. A Christian center is only a building. But the church is not just a building. A church is who we are. We are the church. I will never be a Christian center, but you better believe I am the church, and you are the church. So it's the body of Christ. It's you and me. That is who we are called to be. Ephesians 1:23, just so you know, it's not my opinion, says the church is the body. It is filled by Christ, who fills everything everywhere with his presence. The church is his body. Colossians 1:13 says Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. So when people come into generational hope, we want them to experience the living, breathing body of Christ, not a building. It's not about these four walls. It's about when they come in these walls or when we touch them, when we're out there, that they are experiencing the body of Christ through us. And I think that that is powerful, and I think that that is something that was important. So there you go. We are not a building. We are Generational Hope Church. Font. This is really simple. We just wanted something very clean with no spaces. We want to decrease the length as much as possible. Like, that space is gone. We are Generational Hope, all one word. So we just wanted to make that super clean. And the hope is bolded because the hope that we offer the world is our anchor. And our hope, honestly, is what compels us to be generational. It is our hope in Jesus that says, you better care about others. Love God and love others. So a newcomer or community member honestly may walk in here and have absolutely no idea what this means. And that's okay. They're not supposed to until they become a part of our family. But you better believe they're going to know how they feel after an interaction with me. And what is important is that you and I know what this symbol represents and what our body values and what our culture is, who we belong to and who we represent. Okay, can I just say, how long have I been going? In closing, God has been faithful to generational hope. We have come out of a very difficult season, but God says that this is a new season that we are moving into. A couple years, Havilah Cunnington gave us a word as a church. She said it was about keeping our eyes on Jesus in the storm. This was before Pastor Ed died, and this was before the full realization of our financial crisis was known. She said to us, your hope for this season is about getting your eyes on Jesus. You don't grow up on the shore, you grow up in the wind and the waves. And I want to say that we have been faithful to do that, that we have stayed the course and we have kept our focus on Jesus. He has not allowed us to sink or be overcome by the wind and the waves. And now he is saying, this is a new season of abounding hope that we are moving into. This is not a season for us to be stuck or stagnant. It is a season for us to grow and to move forward with abounding hope. And it is going to take all of us. You all have a role to play. You all matter. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:6, we are all ministers of the gospel. Okay, so let's shake off some old religious mindsets that we're good people if we come and fill up a pew on a Sunday morning and check off a religious box. That's not what God is calling us to. He says, we are all ministers of the gospel, not a gospel of rules and laws, but a gospel of life. He wants to expand his kingdom locally and globally through each one of you. He wants to help us mature in him as we discover more of who he is and who we are. He wants us to grow in true community with one another. He wants to set us free from religious mindsets. And he wants us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with and without our words, wherever we're at, in whatever environment that we are in. So I'm hoping that every time you look at that symbol, that that is what you're reminded of. That's the truth that we'll walk in. So there you have it. And I just want to say something. We have super fun things planned, but if this is something that you are excited about, if this is something that is resonating with you, you've noticed we've been trying to do some updates around here and make things real pretty, but we really have a heart to, you guys can go ahead and put the sign up. We really would like to put up a new sign on the road that when people drive by our building, that they see that sign and they connect it with that hat that you wore, that sweatshirt that you wore, that sign they saw in the community. And they say, that's that church. That's that church. And so we just feel it's time to do a new sign. And we have things in place. The ball is rolling. We have workers and it is like ready. We need partnership. We need about at least $6,000 to make this happen, material and concrete and all that. We have people who are donating their time, all those things. But what we need is partnership. So if you are interested in that, you can text to give. You can talk to Justin or I or any of the staff. You can give on the website, whatever you would like. But if you would like to partner with us, if you believe what we're doing here, what God is doing in here, we would be so honored if you would join us in that. All right? So without further ado, now's the fun part. My husband had such a great idea. We're talking about this logo reveal, and he's like, you need to make this fun. He's like, we need to give away stuff. And I'm like, yes, we do. So we're giving away stuff, people. So I'm going to have my husband come up here and help me. Woo! So here we go. We are going to start, just so you guys know, we have something to give away to every generation represented. Okay, so starting with the onesies. People, we have a onesie going on here. So we're going to start with the baby. So if you are in the baby category, we got Hope is Alive going on. You know, and you thought that song was just coincidence. Oh, no. Jesus had us come across that song. Hope is Alive, all right? So the winner of the baby onesie is... You know what these are. Like, I'm like three of clovers. What are those called? Five of clubs. Five of clubs. It looks like a clover. Five of clubs. Woo! That is so great. Good job. That is so fun.
This is not rigged, okay? Pastor Ryan, I don't know how he got in that one.
For all that time he volunteered on the branding team. Stephen and I are not in these drawings, but our children are, okay? The boys are in it. All right, we got a toddler t-shirt, okay? Here we go, toddler t-shirt. Seven of spades. Yeah. Seven of spades, woo! That is so great. Okay, we got kids' mail. We have kids' mail. Oh, that's sort of important. Okay, go ahead. Eight of spades. Someone check my kids. Yeah. That was not rigged, people.
This is not rigged.
That was so cute. Okay, we got a kid's female. Now, this one's a little bit larger. We weren't quite sure on sizes. So if the sizing's way, way off, will you just come talk to me afterwards? Six of Elsa crown. Six of Elsa. Who got it? Here you go. Good job. That's awesome. That'll actually fit you perfectly. All right, now we are going to do youth. What one is that one?
Male.
Youth male.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, sorry. Yeah, duh. Here we go. So we got a t-shirt with our icon on it, King of Diamonds. Yeah! Did Janelle win the shirt? Yay! Okay, I was so confused. I'm like, female. Okay.
I'm trying.
Okay, here we go. This is our youth women's shirt. We got Hope is Life. Oh, and by the way, hello. All the backs have this on them. Generational Hope. By the way, my sweatshirt. Oh, yes. Sweatshirt. All right, here we go. Three of spades. Spades? Three of spades?
Three of pink spades.
Yeah! Good for you, Ellie. Look how cute that will be on you. That's awesome. Okay, next we have young adult male. You're getting a sweatshirt with our icon in black on it. Got a logo on the back. Go ahead. Two of spades. We like spades up in here. Yeah! Woo-hoo! Nico! That's awesome! All right, now we got youth female. Young adult female, yes, thank you. Super cute, like slouchy neckline girls. Colored icon, logo on the back. Cozy, cozy. King of spades. Woo! No, it's not. Oh. Are you sure? It's an ace? Okay, who has the king of spades? Yeah, Heidi! There you go. You're welcome. All right, next we have adult male. You're getting a zip-up sweatshirt. Got our logo on the side here. Our icon on the side, logo in the back. Nine of spades. I know. Nine of spades.
Don't be shy.
Who got it? Death! This is going to look hot, so good on you. Awesome. You're welcome. Way to go, Dan. Don't worry, baby. I'm getting you a t-shirt. Don't you worry. Okay. Adult, female, same thing. We got icon on the front. Logo on the back. Zip up. Cozy. Ten of hearts. Adult, female, ten of hearts.
Ten of hearts.
Is that you? Let me see. It is you. That is awesome. All right, which one are you doing?
My
parents' category. Nothing wrong. It's prime time. I think it says prime time. Right? Okay, so the primetime men's gift is going to be, look how cute this campfire mug is. It looks like a tin campfire mug, you guys. It is so cute. You better believe I'm buying one of these. And an icon hat. So this is King of Spades. Yeah, John Guerra! Awesome. Congratulations. All right. And primetime female is going to be a zip-up sweatshirt. It's a black one with white. White logo on the back. Mary has spoken it into existence.
What card do you got?
Eight of hearts. Who's got eight of hearts? Yay! How fun is that? wonderful. You are so welcome. Okay, now we are going to take everything from the youth on up, and we're going to combine it into one category and give away a couple more fun things. We've got super cute, swell little water bottle with our icon on it. We've got Generational Hope Tote on it. We have got a stainless steel keep your drink hot or cold for 18 hours, something or other tumbler. We have another super cute campfire mug. And one of my personal favorites, stinking cute trucker hat with our logo on it, all right? So here we go. This is for everyone, okay? So if you... Yeah, make sure you look at the back of your card. Very good point, and that is why he just gets paid the big bucks. So we are doing everything from youth up gets another entry for these items, okay? So you're all still in it. Okay, we have the red one with that has the Hoyle on the back. It actually says Hoyle on the back, and it is a five of, I'm saying clovers because I can never remember clubs. Five of clubs. Nancy! Awesome! Good for you, Nancy. I need to have a runner. Can someone run for me? Amy, you want to run for me? That'd be awesome. All right, here we go. So we got it's the swirly back one. The black with like colorful swirls on it. I think that was the women's category. Six of clovers clubs. Six. Did you win? Awesome. Are you a coffee drinker? Do you like coffee? Yes. I have a runner. Hold on. Thank you. Together in community, we are stronger. All right, we got another swirly back one. So I think this is an adult ladies. Two of spades. Black back swirly. Who got it? Woohoo! Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, this is the one that has the V on the back of your card. I think it's a V. Six of spades. Yeah! Woo! All right, do you have a preference of what's left? The white water bottle? That was awesome. There we go. All right, black swirly on the back again. Steven really likes this one. Six of clovers, clubs. Six. Jack. What? Why did I say six?
Jack,
not even close. Like, not even remotely in the same family at all. Jack of clubs. Anyone? Who? I'm going to give that to Candy. All right, trucker hat is last. Okay, this is another red one with a Hoyle on the back, and it's a six of clubs. I'm going to remember it this time. Six of clubs. Red on the back. Awesome! You rock that trucker hat. You rock that trucker hat. All righty. Okay, can I have everyone who actually has some of our merchandise already on stand up and show off what you're wearing if you're wearing some stuff? So turn around, let everyone see. You guys, you're going to see in the giveaways and what people are actually wearing, we're going to have merchandise sales after. Thank you so much. You guys can sit down. We're going to have merchandise sales of all this product. You're going to be able to buy all this product and actually more. And it's going to be at these back tables over here that say baby in primetime. We're going to turn that into a merchandise area. So if you want to buy stuff for your kids, for yourself, for your family, you want those cute mugs, we have some things here today, and then other things will come later. So thank you guys so much. We're so excited that you joined us today and to hear about what we're doing. So thank you.
Good job. Good job. Hey, good morning.